Gotcha. Are you there? We broke up.
I
Okay,
can say
you're
the same
there.
thing about you. Yes, I'm
Yes.
here.
Okay, I hear you now.
Okay. We're going to start with section 8, let the earth bring forth grass. Bring forth grass.
Okay.
Urshimu utsilu liachta shem yudke bavavke. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Mitzvah Torah. Verse 75. Tad She Haaretz Deshesev Wigomer Hashta Apekat Selah Beinun Maim Beit Kenashu Le'atar chad v'nachdan begevav ya goy temiran m'seti ma'a v'nachkin begaweya temirin ilayin v'chayalin kadishin di kol inun v'ne mechem nuta Metach nan lon, betikuna dim hem nuta, behahu ulchana, temarehon. The verse, let the earth bring forth grass, is the secret of the lower union, as it is now revealing its powers in these waters that have been gathered in one place. The Mohin are drawn down into it in a concealed and a hidden manner, and from with it come forth supernal and concealed souls and holy hosts. These are formed and drawn using the edifices of faith by the righteous, the men of faith, namely the female waters, by worshiping their master. Questions? Not yet. Batya, any questions on that?
Well, I could see the earth bringing forth grass as being the secret of the lower union. But when it started with the female waters, that kind of threw me off. I know that has to do with Malkuth as well.
But female waters is returning light.
Okay.
And there is no union without returning light. There is no union without the receiver going against its nature, pushing back. Female waters goes against gravity.
Okay, I was thinking the reason he had to contract himself was because as of yet there wasn't someone seeking after him yet. In other words, the female waters weren't in place yet, I guess.
On one level, there's no place for, you know, in the sunlight, a candle cannot be seen. So that's one reason for the tzimtzum, because the light of a soul relative to the light of God is like a candle to the sun. And so there is no place to make a mistake where God is, because he is perfect and his light is perfect. And so any candle would perceive in consciousness what the light of the Creator wanted it to do. But that's all about the tzimtzum. Female waters represents this idea of the vessel saying, I want, but I don't want. And that is how the vessel can actually receive. Is that helpful for putting it together?
Yes.
Very good. Verse 76. Up there. Welcome. Viraza damatmiya satir labhema vigoneuta fehema dirviya alelef turin gadlin labhakol yo mahahu chatsir vichatsir daimun Malakim shalitin befum shata deitbariu vashemu vikayamin lemechlal deha behema begin deit esha esha echla esha. This is the verse, this is the secret of the verse. Who causes the grass to grow? For cattle. This is the beast that crouches on a thousand mountains and for whom grass is grown every day. This grass refers to those angels who govern only for a specific time, but then must vanish immediately. Because they were created on the second day, their dominion draws from the left column that was created on the second day. In their dominion, they wish to annul the right. They are destined to be food for this beast, which means that nothing of their illumination is drawn down to the lower beings. Only the feminine principle enjoys it, and then she burns and annuls them with it. As there is fire that consumes fire, which is the dominion of the left, called fire. Questions?
The dominion of the left, the left side. The feminine side.
The left side is feminine. It's receiving. Feminine means receiving. So take out of your mind our concept that feminine is a woman. Feminine means receiving. Yes. Right is sharing. Left is receiving. Center is balance. So what this is talking about is the left column. But it's talking about a beast that crouches on a thousand mountains, for whom grass is grown every day.
That would be the negative system?
Say again, Bacha?
Would that be the negative system coming into play?
Yes, that's exactly what it's talking about, the negative system.
He has nothing to scatter. Yes.
The negative system was being described because it's talking about fire, which is the left column also. Fire is passion, but fire is consumes. It receives. So, good evening. So the idea of the left column having been created on the second day is the issue with anything from the second day, from the left column, has to do with it's not the first day. There's two, it's not one. There's separation built into the number, built into the essence. The left column represents separation. So, what this is, the beast is a metaphor for what controls the left column. The human nature, anger, lust, all of those negative emotions, that's the left column because there's separation. Is lust the same as love? Love is sharing. Lust is receiving. So this whole verse, as Thatcha said, is talking about the left column. The beast is the control of the left column, the nature of the left column.
Man's animal nature.
Man's animal nature. But it's also talking about the verse from Psalms is, who causes the grass to grow for the cattle, for the beasts? The Creator created both the evil, the lust, and the love. And it's implying a question, why would he do that? Is the negative, is the lust necessary in order to learn love?
Starting with the principle that all things must be in balance.
Balance is the center column. Can you have balance without the outside, the two edges? All of those questions are built into this, not clearly, but as hints. As your mind goes through this and starts asking these questions, one of the questions that people talk about, not they don't talk about it, but ultimately the sages describe it. But when Mashiach comes, will there be children? Without the left column, there cannot be children. Because between men and women, there are two different species. There's no affinity. Watch children, watch adults. Except for the lust or the love, women talk to women, they don't talk to men. Men talk to men, they don't talk to women. There's no affinity. Children play with each other, both sexes, until the age of about 5 or 6, and then they never talk to each other until puberty.
Is that because society is natural?
Every society that's ever been, it is a natural aspect of human growth. There is no affinity between men and women, except for the power of human attraction.
Right.
So now we say that death will be swallowed up forever. Why don't we say it will be destroyed? What does it mean to swallow death? It still exists, but it's controlled. Animals, the female of an animal goes through a cycle. Once a year, once every quarter, whatever their cycle is. Human beings don't pay any attention to the cycle. What causes that? We don't think of these questions in normal conversation, but they're really part of who we are and who you have to, in order to understand yourself, you need to have these questions and have your answers to them. Verse 77. Adam esel tailen ofanim v'chayot u'chruvim tekalchom etachnan goy tikunayhu v'chayamin le'itachta v'sha'ata divne neosha Nisha Ajan Lipulsana Dimarechon Tikarbinechon Uvitzlota. Vidai hu avodat ha'adam ve'esev da'az daman ve'itatar le'avodat ha'adam le'itakna petikuneya kitayot. In the verse, and plants for the service of man, the word plants refers to wheels, holy beasts, and cherubim. The wheels, the ofanim, are the angels of Asiya. The holy beasts are the angels of Yetzirah, and cherubim are the angels of Briah. All of these are firmly prepared and properly set by the Creator himself. However, they are constantly renewed when human beings worship their master with sacrifices and prayer. This is what is meant by the service of man. The plants were predestined and prepared for the service of man, and will be further perfected by that service, as it should be. Now that verse is an overwhelming, it's just an amazing verse. What does it say?
I want to know.
I'm not sure if I caught it.
Okay.
But it's something like, sorry. Trying to communicate with God, sort of putting down that animal nature. Let's step away from that. It's not wrong. Are angels perfect? Why not?
You described angel behavior before, and I think I don't remember it always being perfect or good.
Listen closely to the words of Rabbi Ashlag, who is explaining the Zohar. The wheels, the Hebrew word is ofanim, are the angels of Asiya. Asiya is the physical world. The angels of the physical world are wheels. They look like wheels. Their purpose is what their purpose is. Then there are other angels in the world of Yetzirah. And they are called cherubim. What's a cherub?
A cherub.
You saw a making up of them on the ark. When you read the Torah, it describes the ark. You've seen pictures of the ark. There's these little babies with wings. These are the cherubs. These are angels. And then there is the angels of Briah. My mistake. There's the Ofanim, the wheels are the angels of Asiya. The holy beast, the Chayot, is what they're called. Animals. Living animals, living things. Chayot is the angels of the world of Briah. Then there is the my mistake again. The Chayot are the angels of Yetzirah. The cherubim, these little babies with wings, are the angels of Briah. All of these are firmly prepared and properly set by the Creator himself. However, they are renewed by human beings worshiping God. This is what is meant by the service of man. sacrifices in the temple, prayers, elevating the sparks in the Kabbalah sense, all of that perfects, renews the angels. That's what's so amazing about this verse, because you never heard this before. All of the Western world says angels are perfect. There's good angels, there's bad angels, but the good angels are perfect, and they and man is below them.
We don't give anything to them.
But we do, according to this verse, we do. It's an amazing teaching. Totally throws your whole perception of the world upside down. Now, let me ask a question. Ofanim is plural. Wheels, not wheel, wheels. Asiya, excuse me. Chayot, holy beasts. Plural.
Oh, one's female and one's male.
Yes, one's male and one's female in that
well,
world.
Well, masculine and feminine.
Yeah, because why? Because you can't create without two sexes in our perception. Now, there are animals and there are insects that create with only one, the hermaphrodites. But for the most part, but then there's this whole idea the cherubim are the two that have the two sexes, but the chayot, maybe they don't. But now I'm talking to you about Mikhail, Gabriel, Uriel, Raphael. They're not in plural. Who are they? They're archangels. Except they're races of angels. Just like there's a human race.
Okay.
There's 7 billion entities. There's trillions of angels. Where do they live? Where do they exist?
Different spiritual plane, physical plane?
Perhaps. Or maybe they're out in Alpha Centauri. Or the Milky Way, further out into the center of our galaxy, where there's this center black hole, according to science.
They can travel.
They can travel. They travel faster than the speed of light, instantaneously. Whole different understanding of what is an angel. What do you do when you raise your hand? You create an angel. You give it power. Well, what if you're thinking? What if you're thinking about lowering your arm when you raise it? What is that angel? What's the creation of that angel become? Is it complete? Is it clear? Is it know what it's supposed to do?
Because we do this, without thinking about it.
Every action we do without thinking. If we think we think about it, we're fooling ourselves. All actions, you may start it. The cow jumps over the moon. The word the, I might start. The rest of that sentence comes out of my thoughts, and my thoughts come from outside of me. I have no idea what I'm saying. And you don't have anything when you're talking to somebody.
Yeah.
You may start a sentence or a paragraph with one word. The rest of it flows out of you. It comes from somewhere outside of you and through your mind and through your mouth. And it's robotic. You don't know what you're saying. You don't think about it. It flows.
Right.
All of our actions are robotic. It's part of the movie, remember?
Yes.
The movie is being played in front of us.
Yes, I have to keep reminding myself.
Yes, and that's why you should... How can you get upset at the author of the movie, right? It is you. Because it is you. Absolutely. You don't like it? Change it. All you have to do is stop your reaction. You change the movie.
I change myself.
First, you change yourself, and that's what changes the movie. It's an amazing, amazing verse. Number 78. Vekadinun mitachnan behaviyo avodat ha'adam levatar uminaihu nafke mezone vetarpin lialma diktiv lehotzio lechem min haaret Vedai hu esev mazria zera dehachatzir la mazria zera ihu ela azdaman lemet la dehesha kadisha wesev vetikuna di alma. When they are prepared by the service of man, sustenance and food come from them to the world, as it is written, that he may bring forth food out of the earth. This is also written, herb yielding seed, which is the secret of the mohin. The grass, hay, does not yield any seed, but is intended to be consumed by the sacred fire of the feminine principle, as explained above, whereas the herb which yields seed is intended for the improvement of the world. What is grass? It's ground cover. How does it grow? Does it have a seed? Does it? That he may bring forth food out of the earth. This is also written, herb yielding seed, which is the secret of the mohin. The grass, hay, does not yield any seed. Now what is hay?
Oh, hay.
Okay. What is hay? Dried wheat?
Oh, hay.
Dried barley?
I'm not sure. I've never been a farmer. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. And you can't trust this because that could have been the understanding at the time this was written of science at that time. And now we understand that hay comes from wheat and there is seeds. So you have to learn, you have to take this metaphor and then just research it in order to truly understand the Zohar and what it's saying. I don't know. Does Bacha, do you know?
Well, I do know there's some grasses here in Louisiana that we plant in the winter that's planted by seed. But I think what they might mean there is that once grass is cut and dried and made into, you know, those bales of hay for the cows in the winter, well, it's dead. It can't yield any seed. So it may, you know, that may be one of the things that, you know, one meaning to that. In other words, the grass is past its stage of being living.
Right.
But then it becomes part of the animal that begins that is living. So,
well, that's what we talked about in the eating as tikkun.
Mm-hmm.
That what you consume is on one level is higher than you, but on another level becomes part of your consciousness, provides the energy for your actions and your thinking and your growth and your mind expanding. And from their perspective, it has become part of a larger expanded consciousness than what it was before.
And then it causes the cows to give milk. So, you know, it keeps going.
The continuity is there, the energy of continuity.
Right.
There's much to contemplate there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's read this last verse, number 79. וכולת לחוציו לחם מן הארץ כל תיקונים תבנה נשה תקם תחנה להייסב ארץ תפולחנה תלחון למערכון לסבקה Al yedidechon mehahiyo eretz karpa umzone lechai alma ulit barkan b'nei nasha mibirkan dilela. All this is to bring forth food out of the earth, because all of the improvements given to people are only for the purpose of providing this herb out of the earth, which is the feminine principle. Thus, people's service to their master is designed to supply sustenance and food from out of the earth to this world, so that people will be blessed from above. Do our prayers cause food to grow out of the earth? That is what this verse says.
That it does.
That it does.
Our prayers to Hashem.
Our prayers to Hashem cause the angels to become enhanced. So they allow the flow of beneficence to the earth, so it will bring forth plants. You see the cycle. But when were you taught this? Were you taught to pray as a little girl, as a little boy?
I think they tried.
Were you taught to say blessings?
Yes.
Do you say blessings?
Yes.
I'm thinking of the festivals of Israel were mostly agricultural. There are modern scholars who teach that they're all, not just mostly, that they're all related to an agricultural society relating to the aspect of the equinoxes and all of the astrological implications of the cycles of the planets and the cycles of agriculture. So Passover is done at the barley harvest. Shavuot is done at the wheat harvest. Sukkot is done at the apples and the winter fruits harvest. We go on and on. It's all related. But this verse is saying something very clear in very short number of words.
if we stopped praying, there would be no food. Now, what's happening in our world right now? Is it too warm? Is it unseasonably warm in North America and in Europe and in all of the Northern Hemisphere? What's causing this?
How many
people say a blessing when they eat? What percentage of people? Has it fallen below 50%? In this country, yes. And I can't speak for other countries. I have no knowledge. But, you know, in the course of the world, what are we doing?
Hashem.
We discussed in a class called Eating is Tikkun, because the sin of Adam is from something to do with eating.
Eating
the apple. Well, there's actually seven different fruits that are expressed by the sages, but eating something. And Kabbalah teaches that eating means to bring something inside of yourself. And what you brought inside of yourself was selfishness. So the fruit is selfishness. But ultimately, we have to correct the eating. And how do we do that? Through a blessing. Through a praise, praising God, which is what Psalms is. Some psalms are praises, some psalms are thanks, appreciation, and some psalms are blessings. Some statements are blessing. And the class I gave teaches that blessing is higher than praise, and praise is higher than appreciation. And appreciation is the bedrock, the support of what we have to do, what we need to do. But that's all called service to Hashem, service of God. And that's all that was done in the temple. People talk in terms of animal sacrifices.
Yeah.
And on one level, they were sacrificing the animal within them. But the physical animal was taking its place. But on another level, you know, there were many sacrifices that were related to agricultural products.
Not just animals.
Not just animals. But this verse is very, very powerful. If we stop, the food stops. And for me, because I'm researching what next year is like, what's the energy of next year? And I haven't finished it yet. So, but for me, it's a mind blowing statement.
Of what next year will bring?
Yes, but I'm not ready to reveal that. You know, it'll come in a month or two. Any other questions? Lacha, you have a beautiful evening.
Okay, thank you. Hope to be there tonight.
Bezrat Hashem. Shalom.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.